So, here's a tough question for you. Is it possible to conduct a mass layoff in a kind manner? If you're an educational or library leader listening to this episode, you have either ended the employment of a team member or will do so at some point in your career. There's no getting around that unpleasant reality. Now, I've made a lot of hard decisions in my career, as we all have. But one of the hardest leadership decisions I've ever had to make was when I had to figure out how to lay off several of my team members in a humane manner, following the rules and laws, and without either betraying my values or burning out. Today, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that experience and share the kind leadership principles I learned from it so that you can prepare for the next time that you have to make a decision like this. Welcome to the Kind Leadership Challenge, where I empower educational and library leaders like you to heal your organizations. I'm Sarah Clark, founder of the Kind Leadership Guild. My PhD in higher ed leadership, my experience coaching, consulting, and presenting to library leaders all over the world, and a career working in academic libraries from the front desk to the dean's office, taught me that leaders don't have to be perfect to build a better world. And now I want to share those same lessons with you. So here's the deal. You give me the next 5 to 10 minutes of your day. In return, I'll share short stories and simple challenges that you can implement this week to heal yourself and your school or library. Each challenge is designed to coach you in the confidence, skill, and trust that will help you to let go of a little control. By embarking on each week's challenge on your own or with the community of over 1,000 kind leaders in our private Facebook group, you and your team will begin growing humanely, managing effectively, and partnering collaboratively. And your school or library will build a more informed and educated world along the way. How do you successfully navigate challenging conversations so that you can heal your team culture and acquire the resources you need to thrive? Mastering Challenging Conversations is a free set of checklists where I show you how to apply the 3 core principles of kind leadership to planning, conducting, and moving forward from a challenging leadership conversation. Just go to kindleadershipchallenge.com/conversations, enter your email, and start having the conversations that will make you and your organization burnout proof, heal your team's culture, connect your organization to the resources you need to thrive, and impact your community for the better. Again, just head on over to kindleadershipchallenge.com/conversations to learn more and get your free guide. Before I kick off this week's story, I want to make one thing clear. Although I know leaders need to think about these kinds of situations like layoffs before they happen, I was hesitant to share a story that this was this painful in a public forum. However, the topic of effectively and humanely letting go of a staff member recently came up in a conversation with another library leader who was dealing with a similar situation. And as I shared my experience with that person, I realized there was a way I could tell this tale in a manner that was respectful to everyone involved and could still be helpful to all of you listening. I will only be talking about my experience, my impressions, and my leadership journey, plus a few basic facts that were reported in the media at the time of those layoffs. The rest isn't relevant, and in any case, isn't my story to tell. Please bear with the vagueness around the details and listen for the deeper message. Almost exactly 2 years ago, as I record this episode, I laid off 4 of my library's team members, about a fifth of our staff at the time. I was ordered to do so as part of a university-wide restructuring brought on by a perfect storm of dropping enrollment, a budget deficit, and a pandemic that made our current size unsustainable. And being 2020, I also had to have those separation conversations with each of the impacted team members over Zoom, which was just about as fun as you might imagine. Although I kept it together for my team during the 2 months or so where I knew about the layoffs, but they didn't yet, I was a mess. I couldn't sleep, I ruminated about the situation for hours on end, and generally stewed in worry that we would lose all the hard-fought progress we'd made to come together as a team. But here's the thing. At this point in my leadership journey, I'd finally learned that I would need to be my strongest self for my team during this crisis, for us to have any chance to continue to be strong enough to support our school and our students through the pandemic, which had just started at this point. As always, I didn't have to be perfect, but I would need to hold space for the emotions and needs of the team members who would be leaving us, and for the grieving process of the rest of our team that I knew would follow the layoffs. So here's what I did. I was able to find a few trusted people in my life who I could talk to and process things with in the run-up to the big day. Also, after a lot of thought, I reached out to my primary care physician and asked for a prescription for anti-anxiety medication. I had been on that medication through my late teens and college years when I was dealing with recurring panic attacks, but let my prescription lapse as those panic attacks faded into more manageable generalized anxiety. However, I did not want, and my team couldn't afford, a rerun of the events of episode zero of this podcast and the emotional spiral those events threw me into. So I got back on the pills. It was one of the smartest decisions I made in 2020, and in retrospect, I only wish I'd done it sooner. I also made an after-action plan for myself and my team. Most of the morning and early afternoon of that day would consist of the layoff conversations themselves. At the end of that process, immediately after the president reached out to the whole university to announce that the layoffs were done, my whole team and I got on a Zoom call. I explained the layoffs, the process behind it in as much detail as I was allowed to share, and I let everyone know who had been let go. And then I shut up and let them talk, ask questions, whatever they needed. I made it clear that they were allowed to have whatever emotions they had and encouraged them to process those emotions in whatever way they saw fit. I made it clear that it wasn't a taboo topic and we could discuss it more if we needed to. It came up once or twice in the next few weeks, but mostly we were able to move on much more quickly and smoothly than I had anticipated. Paradoxically, I suspect that was because I explicitly gave us permission to take our time processing it. I also took some days off work soon after to make sure my head was clear and I was ready to move forward as well. I did feel a lot of relief when the layoffs were done, but the guilt I'd been feeling did linger in a lighter way for a few months. Because although I didn't make the choice to conduct those layoffs, I was still the one who carried them out. That guilt is not a sign you're a weak leader, though. To be blunt, it's a sign you're not a sociopath. And it's also a sign that you have the makings of a kind leader who can do what needs to be done for the good of your organization while still holding space to have empathy for everyone involved. So, here's your challenge for this week. If you're a leader who has already had to end someone's employment, I'd like you to go back to that time and consider what went well, what you could have handled more kindly, and what you might do differently the next time around. On the other hand, if you're one of those lucky few leaders who has not yet had to let someone go, I hate to break it to you, but you will have to do it someday. So let's prepare. Review this episode again, as well as your own thoughts, and make a plan for how you might approach this situation in a kind manner. If you've downloaded the free Mastering Challenging Conversations guide, that could be a handy tool to use for this exercise. Once done, post your thoughts in the Kind Leadership Challenge Facebook group, or you can send me an email. My address is sarah@kindleadershipguild.com, and you can also find it in the show notes. I'll reply personally, and I just might share some of your thoughts and experiences in an upcoming episode if you're comfortable with that. Thanks for listening and for taking action to become a kinder leader. If you found this week's episode insightful, give it a like or review, or even better, share this challenge with a colleague. Never doubt that day by day, you're building a better world, even if you can't see it yet. So until next time, stay kind now. Oh, one last thing. If you're ready to take on this week's challenge, but not sure how to start, head over to kindleadershipchallenge.com/next to download the Next Steps checklist.